saying the bracha of Yishtabach in davening immediately after his yashir. It's recorded in the Paiskin, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura, and other Achrenim, that being that Yishtabach is an after bracha for Psukei de Zimra, which is started with Baruch She'amar. Therefore, an interval is not to be made between Psukei de Zimra and Yishtabach. What this means in simple terms is that as soon as one completes Az Yashir, he is to go right away and say Yishtabach, without waiting in between. It is common for one to reach Yishtabach before the Shliach Tzibur, and many people unknowingly wait until the Chazan begins Yishtabach. This is incorrect. As we just cited from the Poskim, the one is to recite Yishtabach right away. One has two choices, either recite Yishtabach right away and wait for the Chazan until after Yishtabach, or wait in the middle of Az Yashir. Don't finish Az Yashir. This commonly applies on Shabbos and Yontif, when the Chazan takes a long time from Nishmas till he reaches Yishtabach, and there are some congregants that just go ahead and wait by Yishtabach. This is also incorrect, and either they are to be with the Chazan in Sheikhin Ad and not go ahead and wait by Yishtabach, or they are to go ahead and say Yishtabach and wait after Yishtabach for the Chazan. As recorded in the Ktzeis HaShulchan, this implies as well when it needs to wait for a minyan. Let's say there's only 9 people in Shul. Need to wait for the 10th person to arrive, one should choose to wait after Yishtabach. Say already Yishtabach and then wait at that point for a minyan, or not before Yishtabach, due to the above rule against making an interval. This, however, is only for the rest of the minyan. However, the Chazan, as recorded in the Alter Rebbe in chapter 53.3, brought another poskim. Since he has to say Kaddish right after Yishtabach, therefore he has to wait before Yishtabach until a minyan arrives. So he should finish as Yashir and stop until the 10th man arrives and then begin Yishtabach. As we said, this is the only exception to the rule, as generally when every person is davening, he is never to make an interval between as Yashir and Yishtabach, and is to continue with Yishtabach right away, even if the Chazan is not yet up to him.